This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bohemia, everybody.
Bohemia.
I'm your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Hard one, sure foot.
Emily Axford.
Calliope Petrichor. That's right. No, no rhyme. Fucking rhyme.
Hang on,
I'm
what?
Jealous not... of Jake. I'm under the weather.
And I'm not coming up with a fucking rhyme for you.
Under the no weather. Deal. Can't come up with anything better.
Yes.
Calliope Petrichor.
We're clever.
She's not under the weather. Emily
right.
Is.
But she is the weather.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Can cold eladrins get sick? Good question. Probably not.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe from heat.
Oh,
they get a fever.
They get a fever. There
start
it is.
Start melting.
Interesting. Mm. And then you become a summer eladrin. We figured it out. And then, of course, we've got Caldwell Tanner.
Ooh, found myself and went to inspect, but it turned into a literal train wreck. It's all Bufo.
Good stuff. A ballad.
That's a slant rhyme if I've ever heard one.
Oh, come on,
Keep it slanty. I thought that was a great one. Mm-hmm. That was
He's the only one that even tried.
I said it was a slant. It was, we were talking about this. On
I put in the goddamn hours, Murph, and you disrespect me like
no. Maybe it. I think
gang, we're misunderstanding.
I think we are.
Didn't we do a D&D court where I didn't know what a slant rhyme was, but then we found out what a slant rhyme was.
We're doing a campaign episode where we don't know what a slant rhyme is.
But we all know now. We looked it up.
We do, yeah.
We figured it out. That's what Caldwell does.
You don't have to call him out on the slant.
I didn't call them out.
You said
it was a callback. It wasn't a call out, it was a call back.
It's rude nonetheless.
It was.
Don't acknowledge that I've done things.
All right. It's not good or bad. It's a type of rhyme. Eminem does it all the time.
Like saying, oh, that's a rhyming couplet.
And he's a
like,
yes,
that's
exactly.
Not a qualitative assessment on the rhyme.
It's exactly.
It's merely a category.
And
that's an ABAB.
It was a callback.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay.
Anyway,
check out D&D Core.
Right.
I think that's where we talked about it, unless we talked about it on a short rest or something, in which case you have no idea what we're talking about.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've got a rhyme. Feeling pretty hurt by the DM Murph.
Whoa!
That's a slant
that
rhyme.
Is unfortunately a slant
rhyme.
What?
Don't call her out on that.
It's not a call out!
Come on. Fair.
Let's go ahead and do a little recap. Mm-hmm. So last time, you spoke with Krugan and Advisor Zaline in a secret chapel, and they caught you up on all the problems in Irondeep.
Okay, we, but also someone, an individual, kind of had a bit of a special
bit of a
interaction.
Really?
Vanguard.
Was I there?
Well, let's just wait for the whole recap. I feel like maybe he's going to hint at it.
There's no way he'd leave it out.
Okay. Well, we're going to kind of go back
the
a
whole
little
recap.
Bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to do kind of the history, the recent history of Irondeep. Doesn't have too much to do with any kind of sexual tension.
What's also sometimes
imagined or otherwise.
So he admits it. Sexual tension. Yeah.
Murph, sometimes you add in little like ADR bits afterwards to like flesh out the episode.
Sure.
And I imagine you did like a full like scene with Hardrun and Zaline.
Certainly.
Oh, where she meets him and just comes to climax.
Yeah, I usually go in and add scenes and whatnot. So hey, you guys
willy nilly after
you
the
guys
fact.
Sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
Wow.
It's going to change the episode a bit, but don't worry.
Could
I'll go
have
back.
A few minutes on my character sheet? I need to record that.
Okay, anyway, There's a lot of local politics going on in Irondeep, so allow me to remind you what's going on. So the Bronzebeards have been involved in Magitek for quite some time and have established a near monopoly on the city's technology, recently combining with the Mothership Corporation. Ludwig Bronzebeard and his children, Mortis and Bronra, are the corporate overlords, but his brother Gromdahl is their connection to the criminal underworld, using the family name as a shield. However, Gromdahl was recently arrested when one of his beasts, the Serpent, escaped and burrowed below Irondeep, causing tremors that wreak havoc on the city. His family wants him out, but can't do it openly, so they've been trying to supply weapons to mercenaries and low-level goons to inspire a raid of the castle dungeons. These attempts have not been successful because you stopped one of their shipments back in Esri,
yes,
and sent Krugen to warn Jaina.
We are tactical geniuses.
Absolute tactical geniuses. Still, the Bronzebeards have not been officially linked to the weapons. Zaline also revealed the reason Jaina is missing. She went into the mountain to find the Serpent herself, but has not come back. Zaline offered some fire-resistant armor for you to follow Jaina into the molten depths, but said it wouldn't be ready until the morning, suggesting you check out Ley Lantern to learn more about Mothership. Donning alter self disguises as three Eladrin at a bachelorette / birthday party.
What a weekend.
Things got kind of mixed up a little bit in there. There was a birthday cake at one point.
Right. Well, they're not going to bring a bachelorette cake.
Right.
It's a bachelorette party.
Oh.
Birthlorette.
Birthlorette.
Yep. That's honestly perfect.
Yeah.
No notes.
You successfully got into Ley Lantern, but failed to get into the VIP area. Later in the night, you saw Mortis Bronzebeard, a Mothership agent, welcome the original Saul, Swag Daniels, personified. Callie overheard Mortis call Swag a sucker with a detect thought spell, but Swag seemed to regard the Mothership employees as friends. With no other access to the VIP section, Saul jumped to the second floor and told Swag to meet him outside. The bouncer bot chased him out, allowing Callie and Hardwon a moment to enter the exclusive area. There, they handed Swag the address of Krugen's Chapel.
Oh, dear.
Unfortunately, Swag shared this information with some Mothership goons, fearing that Patina had sent clones to kill him. Meanwhile, Hardwon overheard Bronra speaking to Mortis about a plan to capture the Serpent. Though you thwarted her plan to recruit the mad scientist creator, they were able to retrieve a force cage box from one of the inert automatons. Without the help of the creator, they don't know how to control the tech, but they'll try to reverse engineer it in time. For now, their plan is to send in Swag with the mysterious tech to cage the Serpent. Mm. You circled up and followed Swag, who was being escorted home by Mothership goons. As they traveled down to the lower plate, you cut their cable car, sending it plummeting hundreds of feet into the mines below.
Tactical geniuses.
Yeah. We honestly thought he'd love it.
Yeah. It's great for killing people, not great for making friends.
Yeah.
Duck Team and Swag were able to feather fall to avoid injury, but that's just about where the good news ended. Having killed his co-workers / perceived friends, Swag was not willing to hear you out and went on the attack. As you explained yourselves, Swag did the same. He revealed that he had lived in the mountains for 10 years, working with mercenaries and scraping by until he came to Irondeep and met the Bronzebeards, finally building a life for himself. He worked for Bronzebeard Industries until they became Mothership, but held his nose because he blamed Patina Glenbottle for trapping him originally. When you revealed that you had led the rebellion against Patina, he became conflicted. He agreed that he wouldn't give away the address of your hideout, but warned you to stay out of his way when he went after the Serpent, then hopped out of the crater. And that's where we are now. So, you are in this dark hole next to a smashed up cable car full of blood. There are alarms going off and security drones swooping in from overhead. Emily has her hand raised.
Oh, you're going to want to edit this out. I was just going to ask you to walk me through the Bronzebeard. You know what? Leave it in. They'll have a peek behind the screen. This is the kind of stuff that usually gets edited
out. Yeah.
Will you walk me through? So Ludwig Bronzebeard is the father of Bronra and Mortis.
He's the CEO.
Is he Jaina's father? Or sibling?
Jaina's father's long dead. Died in campaign one.
What is Jaina? What is Jaina's relationship to Ludwig? What is and what about Gromdahl's relationship
They're
to
cousins.
Jaina and Ludwig?
So okay, Ludwig cousin. Is cousins. Then Gromdahl is his brother, also Jaina's cousin. And Branra and Mortis are Ludwig's kids. So kids of cousins. So second cousins.
Okay, oh, so wow. Gromdahl cousins with Jaina. Correct. Jaina cousins with Ludwig. Okay, yeah. Thank yeah. you
Jaina,
so much.
Since campaign one, when Wilhelm, her father, tried to kill Gemma, or did successfully have Gemma killed, spoilers for campaign one, has been at odds with the rest of her family. Mm-hmm. Yes, Caldwell.
Just like while we're like getting everything clarified Great. Here, I thought it'd be good. Jake, did you use a grenade when we were doing that speeder bike chase?
I did not.
So, no.
You did not?
No,
okay.
No, we just talked about bean grenades.
Okay, we just Sweet. Talked
and
about it. Didn't actually use one.
The feasibility of that, of a bean that particular grenade. Weapon.
Okay, mm-hmm. cool. Just making sure that my inventory is correct.
Great.
Jake's got
Jake's
something.
Got his hand raised. This is the first time we haven't talked over each other. I guess I kind of appreciate it.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Absolutely not.
Can
We've
I
only
get all
through the intro.
I'm so curious if this actually makes it in.
There's no way for me to not have it in. I start laughing and say, Emily, you have your hand raised. I couldn't get through the introduction without laughing about it. Okay. Anyway, you've got alarms going off, security drones swooping in. Everybody go ahead and roll initiative again.
Oh. All right. We damaged property.
19.
15.
14.
Hard one, you're first to act. You see a moment after Swag Daniels hops away, you guys, out of this kind of like emotional moment, suddenly become abundantly aware of kind of the chaos that has happened in the few seconds since you guys dropped this cable car. You hear alarms going up ahead, and then you hear buzzing and see six clockwork drones, these mechanical observation bots that whirl and click as they descend. They've got a spinning blade that lets them fly, but the bulk of their body is a clockwork husk with some type of scanning orb attached to it. And they are kind of spreading out and coming down at you, and you just hear the mechanical voice of, you would recognize this as Titania, who is the sort of mothership AI voice that's like their Alexander. Right.
Wow, right.
You hear her go, "Greetings, criminals. Please stay still so we may scan you."
Greetings, criminals. Okay, Hard One just, I guess, behaves like he's a teenager that got caught like vandalizing something with graffiti. And I just say, "Cheese it, cheese it." Cheese it, everybody. It's the fuzz.
Shit.
So one of the
Operation Cheese It.
You guys are down hundreds of feet, like in a hole right now.
Fuck.
Oh. How do we cheese it up?
In my immediate surroundings, are there any holes that I could dive into, crawl under?
Go ahead and give me a perception check.
8.
You look around and you guys seem kind of cornered.
Okay. So seems like we're going to have to engage with these things, huh?
Yeah. I think we don't want any trace of us being here more than there already is. Yeah. And if we want to, like, make it safely back, we probably need to destroy these scrying orbs or whatever they are.
Okay. How close are they to me?
They are 50 feet away.
All right. I think I'm going to hold my action until they get a little closer.
Okay, cool. Great. So you kind of bear your axe. Thank you for taking a pose. Stay still, please.
I do try to make the axe cover my face a little bit.
Great.
So
we are Summer Aladrin.
Oh, good. All right.
No, not anymore.
What?
Time has passed.
We
now
are
that
no
you guys are
longer
in the hole.
Summer Aladrin. This is very serious.
Okay, I'm pretty fucking famous around here.
Yeah. Shit. So that's the thing. You can imagine that when you guys were up on that train car, probably some people did see you guys up there. But you can probably imagine no one's seen you up close. This is a real threat, though.
Right.
Okay. So at initiative 17, you see the six security drones do descend and get within 10 feet of you, Hard One. You may make your prepared attack if you'd like.
All right. I'm going to make two attacks, and I'm also going to use one of my Battle Master maneuvers.
Oh! Right. As we get to level 10, Hard One has changed his subclass to reflect the veteran fighter.
Yeah, 200 years in the astral plane, you learn a few things.
Yes.
So I'm going to hit this robot with a distracting strike.
Whoa. Ooh. That is not staying still. This is not a pose.
That's right. 19 and a 24.
Both hit.
That is 36 damage.
Jesus. Okay. That is enough with
two attacks, you can destroy two security bots with that. Oh. So I'll say the first two that come down, you do a full swing on one, slash it in half, pull back, and with all of the weight, all of the strength of you pulling the axe out of that one, swing and hit one behind you and crack it in half. And that one explodes in a poof of magic energy, and the gears just shatter and fall to the ground.
Huge. And also, as for distracting strike, someone gets advantage on their next turn.
Great.
Is that going to count if both of these things are destroyed, though?
No, I'd let it happen on another one.
Great.
We'll count them as kind of a swarm.
Yeah. Sweet. The next attack on one gets advantage.
Great.
Okay. Sick.
There's four of them left. I'll say that two of them will go after hard one, and one of them will go after each of you guys.
Okay.
You can make either a dexterity saving throw to try to, like, real quick move out of the way to not be able to be scanned, or a charisma saving throw to try to, like, modify your appearance in some way. So hard one, give me two saves as a blue light comes up and starts scanning your face.
No. No pictures. No pictures.
You're in a public area.
I'll use Indomitable to try to re-roll this deck save.
Okay.
17.
17 passes.
Nice.
Okay, so the first one, you are able to dive out of the way. You kind of jump back, do like a back handspring, but that puts you right in the way of another one. You once again see the blue light go on you and go to try to scan your face.
Shit. Ooh, 23.
Passes. You cover your face and get out of the way there. One goes after Callie, tries to scan you.
Okay, I'm going to do charisma.
Great.
Nice.
I'm going to try and like summon the dregs of that alter self and bring a bit of the succulent summer Eladrin
Yeah,
back.
You see that your frosty, icy skin begins to melt away and you
no,
see steam come
because
up.
Because I rolled a nat one.
Oh, no! Okay, one scans Callie. Searching. ID confirmed.
It's not going to transmit that anywhere.
Okay, how quick does it transmit? If I kill it immediately?
We will find out.
Oh.
Saul, that is your turn to roll a save.
17.
17 gets out of the way.
So
you flip back, get out of the way, but one does seem to have Callie's identity scanned.
Callie, here. I knitted you a balaclava.
I think I'm just like, okay, positive spin. At least my bounty's going to be looking bountiful.
Ooh, that's right. Nice. Yeah.
Way to think of the silver lining.
I like this. I want this.
Silver serpent lining. Yeah. Murder's definitely going to drive the number up.
Great. Callie, that is your turn.
I'm going to go after the one that successfully scanned you. Me.
Great.
Unsend.
Calliope Petrichor, name recognized in system.
I'm going to fucking smite your memory to fucking shit.
Wanted for smuggling crimes.
Okay, thank God for the advantage because I got another nat one.
Oh, no.
But
God.
A 25.
25 hits, of course.
Okay, I'm going to do fourth level smite.
Yeah.
32 damage.
You completely destroy this.
I have another attack.
Great. Yeah.
I'm going to go after the one that's going after hard one.
Great.
Ooh, thank you.
15 on the die. Okay, for you. Another 25.
Hits.
Another fucking fourth level smite. Let's do it.
I said no photos.
You must deal with this all the time.
33 damage.
Destroy another one. Down to two security bots that are whirring around and trying to get pictures of hard one and Saul.
And fuck it. I'm going to take out my dagger from Calder and try and go after the last one. That is a 27 to hit.
Nice.
Do a third level smite.
Stabbing a robot with an ice knife. It's the perfect crime.
Please stop, Calliope Petrichor.
Why do you all know her name?
You already have a long list of crimes.
Oh my God, I magically rolled better. That is going to be 35 damage.
Yes. 35 damage. Kill another one. There is one left. It starts rattling off. Estimating new bounty, including murder of mothership employees.
All right, I'm guessing
10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 gold.
Shit, we should turn ourselves in.
That is Saul's turn.
Shit, I had 40,001. I went over.
Cool.
Yeah, there's one
left.
One robot left. Great. Saul puts his scarf over his face and then pokes holes in it so he looks like a Ninja Turtle, but is still very visibly himself.
Great.
And then I'm going to take two attacks.
Sick.
Does a 17 hit?
17 does hit.
Okay, and then I got a 19, so that's going to hit as well. 15 damage.
15 damage. Saul, destroy the security bot.
All right.
I turn and say cheese.
And then I punch it.
That's what I call cheesing it.
Yeah. The security drones are all destroyed. They crash into the ground. You just hear the sounds of metal. There is definitely more activity. Okay. Quite a scene has been caused.
All right, we got to get like some disguises or keep to the back alleys. We just got to avoid detection.
Yeah, I'm a fucking made woman. Do I know if I have anything on me that's going to be able to be tracked?
You don't know. I mean, if the bot somehow has some kind of scrying ability, yeah, you can definitely be tracked.
I empty out my bag for any air tags.
There's no air tags.
Fuck, I'm a fucking made woman.
Well, I do have that bolt pistol. I should probably drop that. But I don't know if I want to leave a gun at the scene of the crime.
Not with your fingerprints on it.
Fuck. Yeah.
Should we go back to the church? No, I don't want to put the heat on Krugen.
I don't want to lead them to him, right?
Yeah, okay. We have to find a safe hiding spot.
I think I am a liability, so you two should go talk to Zelene, give the information, get me armor, and I'll just be fucking in the shadows all night tonight.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, like, we just got you back from those worms.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it could be fine.
Yeah, can you cling to the shadows but stay close?
Yeah, I'm actually like really good at lying and pretending to be someone else and like not being seen. So I think I could do it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, where should we plan on meeting up then?
I don't know this place. Is there like a place right at the mouth of the cavern or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard one. You would know. So there's not as much mining done now because there is all this Magitek technology and everything, but there are basically old mining lifts that still operate. People use them sometimes that go down from the lower plate into the mines below.
Okay. The mouth of the old mines. I remember I used to go down there to work as a boy.
Yeah, you can give her directions. You had a hard time while the drones were coming down in the immediate moment. You had a hard time kind of finding a path out, but you guys are able to like dig through some debris, and you do see that there is like a mining tunnel that Callie could go into, and she could possibly run into some trouble, but she also might be able to find the lift.
All right. I'm going to give her my displacer scarf.
Oh, okay.
Just to give you like a little extra boost.
Are you sure, Saul?
Yeah, it'll help you hide your face. It should maybe help you avoid an attack or two. It'll just make me feel better.
I act really humble, and then I like throw it over my shoulder and do like a whole catwalk with it.
Saul tries not to acknowledge how good it looks on her.
I feel like it's a whole new scarf.
And then I'm going to hit you with a bardic.
All right. Yeah, I give her the hand squeeze.
And then I say, like, okay, so this is my crazy plan for the night. Just in case you get lose track of me, I think I'm going to try to speak to the rats, find out what's going on with the serpents, and have them take me to, like, a big rat hole.
Foster looks concerned.
Hardwin nods like it makes sense. Yeah. That's what I would do, too.
All right.
Great. You guys...
look for a pile of rats.
Queen speed, my friends.
I'll say... I'll do a generous read and say this has all been said within, like, 30 seconds, but there's more, like... There's going to be a full army here in 10 seconds.
Okay.
All
right. Yeah. Let's go.
Okay.
We have to run.
So I'm heading closer to the caves, and they're heading
great.
Up.
Okay. Yeah. So Callie runs off into the mines to find rats. While Saul, you can just run up. Just run up the wall.
Yeah, I guess I'll just take some rope or something and run up and then toss it back down.
Great. Yeah, hard one. I'll say go ahead and give me an athletics check with advantage. You guys find an area where you do see more security drones coming down, but you kind of avoid them. You run with Callie for a little bit deeper into the mines, get around to another area with like a lift that the bottom has like kind of broken off, but there's still ropes there. Saul just runs up. Hard one's going to try a climb.
It's 25.
25. You get up there quite quickly, and you guys race back, blending in with a few people that are like outside their houses and stuff, looking up at the train car that fell from the upper plate. Mm-hmm. People are very concerned. They're whispering. Do you think Mothership can fix it? Maybe we need to put up a magical bubble like they have in Ezri so this doesn't happen again.
God, Hardwin fucking bites his lip so he doesn't freak out at that.
Yeah. People sound concerned and scared, and you run back to the chapel, where you see Krugen is waiting nervously. And as you guys walk in, he goes,
"What the? You guys, where the fuck? Where's Callie?
She went to talk to some rats."
"What are you? You know,
she needs to see some rats about a snake."
"Okay, she's okay though."
"Yeah, oh yeah, she's
fine.
Mean, obviously,
I mean, she's fine." "What do you mean, obviously?
She's got rats.
I know she's Callie, all right. I got a message from Zaline that said some shit went down."
"Yeah, listen.
And that apparently a bullywug,
a train car went down."
"Yes, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, I heard, yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, good move, guys, yeah. What we needed was, more noise around here, a little more heat."
"Listen.
I'm actually glad I'm not here to get reprimanded. I hope the rats are nice."
"I don't know whose idea this was. I know my sweet Callie would never do that."
"Like I'm taking all the heat here."
"Yeah.
We were worried that the mothership agents were going to find their way here. We gave them some intelligence because we thought that one of them was on our side." "Yeah. It was me!
Dude,
okay. He was already mad at us." "Oh, man. Okay, look. We got word that two Eladrin and a bullywug sent one of the cable cars flying out of the sky."
"I don't know who Saul was hanging out with, but yeah, we cleaned the whole mess up.
That could have been any bullywug.
And we have information to share with you and with Zaline.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's around or what."
"She's not around right now, I'd imagine."
"And I don't care either way.
I would imagine she's dealing with whatever the fallout of and this is going
to
be."
"That's good. That means you have time to take a shower."
"Okay. If it comes up, say it was Saul's fault."
"I think for sure no one is going to be horny. For sure." Right.
"Even though there's like a lot of adrenaline pumping through it." "Yeah, it makes sense." "It makes sense."
"Yeah.
Doesn't matter which version of me it was. It's my fault."
"All right.
Yeah.
Ultimately,
I hate to agree, but I..."
"It doesn't... I'm not trying to assign blame here. You're making me think that maybe it's your fault."
Let's not assign blame. Focus. But if we had to, I mean, one guy took the blame.
Okay.
So there's actually no reason to assign it. All right.
All right. Yeah.
We're saying the same thing. Water under the bridge. No one's mad at me. Let's move on.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Very good.
Mortis and Branra, they have a device that they think they can use to trap the serpent.
Some sort of force cage capsule.
And they have Saul's clone.
Not the clone. They have the original. They have my daddy self, my older clone brother. I don't know what you want to call him, but
we call him Swag Daniels.
Yes.
Swag Daniels.
The OG.
Yeah, you see... Krugen looks concerned and thinks about it and goes,
"Well, if Mothership has a way to capture the serpent, then first off, they can make themselves look like the heroes of the city. People are going to be scared enough already. They're going to flock to them. Not only that, but who says they couldn't just let the thing out in the castle and destroy our entire faction or just... set it off in a city that they don't like."
"Yeah.
They don't even need to necessarily be able to, like, control the serpent in any way."
"Yeah, and we did stoke some fear with the whole train thing."
"Yeah, no, right. Mothership is very good at manipulating people, and people who are scared are very good at being manipulated."
"Yep.
So,
know it all too well."
"Okay, well, I guess we're gonna need those suits."
"Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I would imagine Zaline's gonna be busy tonight. She said she needed the night to get them commissioned. So I will stay up and watch outside. You guys get your rest. If anybody comes sniffing around, I'll send you guys a sign."
"Okay. Man, I wish there was some way we could tell Callie that we're okay or hear that she's okay."
"Can I, like, try and reach out to her in this network I've kind of found myself within?"
"Yeah, go ahead and give me a religion or nature check."
"Both negative one. Great." "Okay."
"I'll say you can add your proficiency."
"Okay, cool. 16.
You sit down, you meditate, you feel an awareness of the things around you, you try to connect to... the fungi and the sort of plant life that is thriving underground here. And you don't feel in this moment that you're able to send her a message, but you do, you don't know where she is, but you do clock Callie's presence. You almost get a message saying she's here, but you don't know where that is. So she's okay.
There's a lot of rat interference, but I did manage to locate a heartbeat. She's still alive. I don't know where she is, but she's definitely alive.
Gives me an idea. Perhaps we can speak to a rat to speak to Callie. If we find a little rodent.
Right. If I can connect to the rat network.
Saul and I will stay up working on that.
Saul tries to connect to the rat network.
Ma Goblin would be so proud.
And as that's happening, as you guys are getting ready for bed, Callie, what are you doing? I'll say, yeah, you make your way through the mines. You follow, Hard One gave you some directions to get to a lift to kind of the main entrance to the old abandoned mines down here. Mm-hmm. And you find yourself in these dark, empty caves. The only way you can see anything is through your Eladrin dark vision. And you do hear deep rumbling down in the cave. And you see Foster's eyes are red. And feathers are going up, following something with his eyes as if he can see through the mountain.
Do you see it?
Where?
Is it on the same plane as us or deeper?
Where?
Is that a yes?
Where?
Wait, I didn't ask a yes no question.
Where?
You are being tricky.
Where?
And I like that you're bringing a sense of humor when things are dark and scary. Okay.
Foster looks down.
Okay. I was gonna speak with animals and talk to the rats, but maybe we can just spy the creature ourselves. Let's go try to get a peek at what we're working with.
Foster stays still.
You'd like to stay here? Okay. You're scared of it?
Shakes his head.
But you think it needs time?
Nuzzles into you.
You think I need time?
Oh,
Foster. When I forget to think about myself, you do. I cuddle him up and then I begin to ritual cast speak with animals and look for some rats.
Sweet. How's it going, man?
Everyone, welcome. Caldwell's new character.
Hey, what's up? It's me.
Callie, not hard at all to find rats down here.
Yeah.
You do see some big rats going through the mines here, climbing up. Looks like some of them maybe go up and grab things in the city itself and then come back down here to where it's safe for them.
Okay. I want to stop one and say... Excuse me, my name is Calliope Petrichor, and I am a representative of Oberon of the Beastlands.
Okay.
Have you seen what is causing all this physical drama? Have you seen the serpent?
Dad's friend.
Dad's friend?
Dad's friend.
Who's your daddy?
Dad.
Gromdor? Is Gromdor daddy?
You see Skitter's back.
Food?
Grumdol gives you food?
Yeah!
Can I see the food?
Dad!
Yeah, let me see Daddy's food.
Starts scrambling up towards the castle.
Hey, wait for me!
Yeah. Get some food and then come back here because I'm hungry too.
Go ahead and give me a persuasion check.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead.
I usually like to keep it for myself.
Okay, well, I can be very persuasive.
Okay, do you have more food? I'll trade you little food for big food.
I've beans.
What?
Got bonzo, lentil.
So excited.
Even refried.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I have so much.
Give me a persuasion with advantage.
Okay. That's going to be 21.
21. You see, rat goes up. Goes under the under like where the castle is somehow getting through like a crack in the dungeons or something like that. Mm-hmm. Comes back, I'll say a decent amount of time later. Comes back like half an hour later. It's got like little crumbs on his face and has some kind of pellet in his mouth. And scrambles over to you.
Yeah, trade.
Can I try to do detect poison and disease or detect magic? On
yes.
Detect good and evil.
Great.
All my paladin detection.
Great. Yeah, you go ahead and do your detections. There's nothing that crazy going on here. Nothing evil about the pellet, but it is magically conjured.
Uh-huh.
And based on what you know about Gromdol,
uh-huh.
You think he might essentially be like a druid.
He's a druid.
Yeah, because he's like this fucked up beast master. So he seems to be using rats in some way and is feeding them.
Little swarm.
Yeah.
That's why he's daddy. How fucking absolutely insane that I sought you out.
Okay. It's kind of perfect. I can't believe you asked to speak to a rat.
Yeah, I can't.
You would have
either.
Had to find out way later.
I'm also totally, yeah. Where's daddy right now?
He's in a room.
He's in a room, but he's still giving you pellets?
Yeah.
Or does he have someone helping him to give you pellets while he's in
just
a room?
Just dad.
Oh, you just go to
he's
the room.
He's in a little metal room.
He's in a little... And you can get in, you clever creature.
Hey, I
what
sneak.
What sort of clever jobs does he give you? Clever little boy you are.
Go in, try to talk to a big friend.
Back downstairs. What's that big friend like?
Lots of little friends come together trying to get big friends to go back to dad.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Can I just ask, like, I'm so excited to meet big friend. What, like, if I was going to describe my friend Hard One, I'd be like, he's brave, he fights with an axe. How would you describe big friend?
Big friend has big scales and makes everything shake. Yeah.
Okay.
You feel a rumble in the distance.
That's big friend.
Okay, and that doesn't scare you? Do you have any way of being... Okay.
Well, it does go through and kills a bunch of little friends by accident. But I don't think it means it.
Okay,
Dad says it doesn't mean it.
Okay, so because of your relationship with daddy, you're chill with collateral.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. You know what? I think you earned yourself 2 cans of beans.
Oh my God!
Do you want me to pour them on you?
Please!
Okay.
Hard One says to Saul in bed, I hope she doesn't eat all the beans.
I realize that every single can of beans is in my satchel. Well, it's not like we're going to be using these anyways. Just start giving. Give these to your little friend.
Hard One, you're shivering.
You can say that bean center came.
What? Okay. I don't have a reference point for that.
Covered in beans, this little rat goes away. And you see other rats swarm him, and it looks like maybe they're all going to eat each other. They make a big bean rat king and get wrapped up together. And Foster looks concerned.
Foster, this scene is so fucking bad.
Bean king.
We need a fucking beat feet. We need to bean feet.
Yes.
Get out of here. I think we just go find like a cold, shadowy corner and just make ourselves fucking damn near invisible.
Great. Yeah.
Hi, Foster. I'm not cold. You are.
You guys hide out down there. And Hard One and Saul, what do you guys do tonight?
Laying down in some pews.
Yeah. I think Saul like lays down or sits down in one of the pews and kind of like looks at the... You said there's like a little stained glass. No, there's geodes, right?
Yeah.
Saul kind of like stares at the geodes like you might stare at like the night sky. Just kind of like zones out a little bit. And then like kind of says, maybe to Hard One, maybe to no one, I had so many things I wanted to ask him.
You wanna just ask me?
I mean, I don't know if you know the answer, but yeah, it almost had them like rehearsed in my head, so.
Yeah, get them off your chest.
Well, are there others? Have you met them? What, are we really all the same or are we different? Like what are we to each other?
You know, he might have not had answers for you either. I think the only answer you need is in your heart. You're you. You're the only you I've met.
Wow. You really are legendary.
Hard One rips ass.
Krugen yells, keep it down in there.
The beans talking.
Can I also have sent the bean covered rat and just be like, I just need you to give a message, okay? So just go to that broken down church and tell them that your daddy is Gromdahl.
Okay.
And I just really smear him up with
B. Okay, so you guys have this touching moment. Then Hard One farts. You see a rat covered in beans runs into the chapel and just begins squeaking at you guys.
Whoa, it's a bean rat. Hey, spirit, spirit, quick, it's a bean rat.
Hold on.
We can roast that thing up.
Saul tries to back it into a jar.
Come here.
Okay. It has something to tell us.
I don't speak rat, but I do speak frog, so maybe I can get a frog to translate the rat.
Okay. So actually what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna hold the bean rat. Mm-hmm. Its tail is presumably covered in bean juice.
Correct.
I'm gonna hold it over some parchment or canvas. Because I imagine it will use its tail to write a little message to us. Is Kelly okay?
Saul ruins Krugan's desk looking for paper.
Go ahead. My God. Go ahead and do a roll a nat 20 on a religion check.
It's just a 10.
Okay. You see the rat begins nervously shitting beans everywhere.
Oh, you didn't even digest them.
What a waste. What a waste of beans.
Should we try the frog translation plan?
Sure.
But I will say, here's what I will say. You guys kind of, in this insane melee that you've just had with this rat, I think realize, like, it's covered in beans, so it probably got them from Callie.
Yeah, this is Callie sending us a message.
It's just gotta be. What else could it be?
We might not ever understand what she wanted to tell us. But maybe we don't have to.
Well, she's befriended the rats. That much is obvious. She wouldn't give the beans to anyone.
Yeah, I hope it was just this one can. Hard One licks the rat.
You see
it's
multiple types of beans in there.
You taste multiple types
of
beans.
Shit, is that a lentil? You hear a howl like a wolf from inside the church.
There was one more thing I wanted to ask, Swag, that you might actually know a little more about.
What's that?
What's Moonstone like?
It's a beautiful, beautiful village. Small, quaint town next to a lake. Great tavern there. Really nice tavern.
Oh.
Great inn. Good people in Moonstone. I could tell you everything I know, but I think you have to go for yourself.
I like that. Maybe we can meet there again someday. Or maybe we can go together.
Why not?
Saul rips ass.
You guys.
Epic.
Just absolutely just rat shit and farts.
Calliope rips ass.
What was that?
You guys hear a rumble?
The serpent is awoken.
There's a quake.
a rumbling in the mountain. So you guys all go to bed for the night. And the next morning, Hard One and Saul... you awake to Krugan kind of nervously pacing around, and Zalene slams the doors open, like kind of kicks them open, and comes marching in.
Greases his hair down, ties it in a nice bun.
Now it matters how you present yourself.
I'm just saying good morning.
Okay, good. I heard there was an incident last night. The whole city is up in arms about it.
Yeah,
apparently too. Summer Aladrin and a bullywug cut a cable car and killed a mothership captain and two guards.
And I promise you I will find those Summer Aladrin as soon as we're done with the serpent.
Yeah. Oh, will you?
Yes.
Well, interestingly enough, one of them turned out to be a Winter Aladrin named Calliope Petrichor. Are you familiar?
I'll chat with her about it. She's acting out, I think.
She's wrist deep in rats right now.
Okay. Well, I can try to make sure this doesn't get back on... I mean, Saul, you're already half compromised, and Calliope's compromised, so I'll try not to get the word out that a legend of Iron Deep, you know, is cutting cable cars out of the sky.
Thanks for calling me a legend.
Listen, if you need to pin this all on me, there's actually multiple of me, so I don't know how that works with the record system, but it might overwhelm it and confuse it. So
great.
Just say that Saul Bufo did it.
Zalene, is Callie's name known?
Yes.
Okay. Well... we did it sloppily, but we have your information. So I guess I tell
great.
Her.
You tell her everything that you told Krugan. She nods and kind of expresses the same concern that Krugan had, that essentially, even if they don't know how to use the tech yet, if there's essentially like a portable capsule that you can trap something in, then you could
use that anywhere. You could put it in another city and just unleash it. You don't necessarily have to mind control the serpent or do anything. You just let this wrecking ball go. So she kind of just assesses the situation, nods, and goes, all right, well, then it is paramount that we get there first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is there anything that we can do to clear Callie's name?
I will do my best to keep the heat off Callie, or at the very least, fog up their trail. The important thing is that you are not discovered, Hard One, because your say, your reputation in this town is very important to Jaina. It's very important to our cause. Mm-hmm. Someday soon, I suspect you can help us turn public favor against Mothership. If the public thinks you had something to do with this, that would be very bad. Calliope, for her own safety, this is not good, but we can find ways around that.
Okay.
She shouldn't go poking her head around in any taverns as herself.
I wasn't joking before. If you need to pin this all on me, that's fine.
People saw Callie there. There's no pinning anything on anyone. You were discovered.
All right, you just need to make my picture bigger in the newspaper article, is what I'm saying.
Also, getting you caught isn't very helpful. A bullywug was seen, but there are many other bullywugs. You were not caught by the security drones.
Okay, well, whatever you can do. We know our role, though. Did you have the suits?
I do. Your armor, as promised. You see, she presents a magic chest that looks tiny at first, but expands as she activates it. It opens to reveal fireproof equipment. Dark pieces of plate attached to glowing red bodysuits that give the look of lava under charred rock.
Awesome. Sick.
There are gauntlets, boots, and kind of a bucket helm with a glowing red visor and like gas mask-like breathing apparatuses.
Hard One tries it on instantly.
Yeah, you go put it on. The armor's slightly different for Saul. More bodysuit and less armor. It won't really affect your AC. Lets you still move around the same.
Oh, nice.
For Hard One and Callie, so you kind of take Callie's suit to give to her when you see her. This is as good as plate mail, but does not give you disadvantage on stealth checks.
Oh, my God.
Savage.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
The suits are also resistant to fire damage and will stop you from burning up instantly in hot temperatures.
Great.
So you're not completely immune to fire damage. If you're literally like walking through fire, you'll take some damage. But if you're, you know, near like a fiery hellscape or something, you're not gonna like melt away.
Great.
Wow. All right.
Awesome. So she hands those over and she goes, Hard One, you know the way to the mines. I trust that you'll find General Bronzebeard and get her back here before everything falls apart.
Hard One salutes and blinks awkwardly.
Is that a secret message?
Or yeah, I mean, however you want to take it. Or it's a casual goodbye. Or a friendly goodbye. Or maybe more than that. And I don't know if that's what you're
all right.
looking for. No pressure either way.
The legend at work.
Punt.
What I'm saying is I'm good.
you're okay. Let's punt this for now.
So that's not a flat out rejection.
Not a flat out rejection.
Hard One, you got to speak with actions, man. We got to go get that serpent.
I low five Saul.
Yes, I will be highly impressed if you get the serpent. And
did you hear that?
Return Jaina Bronzebeard back.
All right. Okay. Let's go.
Until then, Zalene takes off. And as you guys go to leave, you guys are stopped by Krugen, who kind of nervously goes,
hey, yeah, so if while you guys are in there, if you see like a, you know, like a young dwarven woman in there with Jaina Bronzebeard, just, you know, make sure she gets out okay, all right?
What's... Hard One knows enough to not ask any questions.
Yeah.
But what's her name?
Her name is Kenna.
Kenna?
Yeah.
We'll look out for Kenna.
Yeah.
Great.
You have my word.
Appreciate you. All right. Good luck.
Is there anything you want us to tell her if we see her?
I don't know. You know, bringing up my name isn't going to be particularly helpful. She sort of went the opposite way that I went in life, kind of.
Uh-huh.
kind of out of her resentment for me. We'll patch things up in time. I just want to have time to patch things up. But
she's got to be around to patch things up with.
Exactly. She's General Bronzebeard's squire. So
all right.
I would imagine they're kind of...
Okay.
I'd imagine they're kind of tied together.
Yeah. Right. She's in good company.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I trust that Jaina will keep her safe. I just hope that Jaina is safe too.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
We'll get this random person that you've just described to us.
Just
back.
Somebody, yeah. Right? I'm not.
It's very thoughtful of you.
Good. Just some random person. I'm concerned. I hate it when people, when squires get hurt, you know?
Squires, it's they like, trust the person
they
that's
trust
above
the
them.
Knights, and then they just go in and. Sometimes it. All right.
Walls up, boys.
Walls up.
Walls up.
Walls up.
Bean Rat runs back out. Starts to hear it. Damn it.
He's taking the stones.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Factor. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. You can check out their menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto Friendly. Folks, their fresh, never frozen meals are ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you will always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart your new routine. What are you waiting for? With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from, every week you'll always have new flavors to explore. So make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy and nutritious options. And also keep that kitchen time to a minimum. Factor's meals are ready in just 2 minutes. So that's no shopping, no prepping, no cooking or cleaning up. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Head on over to factormeals.com/pawpaw50 and use the code pawpaw50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code pawpaw50 at factormeals.com/pawpaw50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Thank you, everybody. Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content all in one place and all on your terms, folks. They've got beautiful templates and easy drag and drop tools. You can make a portfolio, you can make a blog, you can make a web series over there. You can do anything you want and you can do it all on Squarespace. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first order of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. squarespace.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
All right, let's go get this suit to Callie.
Yeah. Great. All right, sweet. So, Hard One, you kind of lead the way here. Near the edge of the lower plate, you find an old lift operated by pulleys. It looks like it hasn't been used much in recent years. There's a big lever that is covered in dust and debris.
Okay. Big lever, pulley. I guess I want to do a perception check to see if Callie is nearby. Because she's going to meet us around here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's only a 10.
Can I give him the help action on that? I'm looking too.
That's an 11.
Cool.
It's super deep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think we just got to plunge.
Let's take the plunge.
I mean, you're clearly the machine expert, so if you want to handle this pulley or this lever.
Hard One looks at it really studiously and then just tugs it.
Great, yeah. You tug it. As you pull it, there's a loud creak as it crunches through the accumulated rust, and you guys begin shakily descending into the mountain. You pass different levels of mines, mostly abandoned now, turned over mine carts, crooked railways, abandoned equipment. When you reach the bottom, the lift screeches to a halt. This is the lowermost mine that is accessible from the city at the moment. There are mounts in the walls for torches, but there are none there. There's abandoned equipment caked in thick, thick spider webs. There is a sudden tremor that shakes the entire cave and causes debris to fall. And before you is a dark tunnel beyond which you can hear the deep rumbling. But before that, you see in the darkness approaching you guys from a nearby passage. First, you see the red glowing eyes of Foster as Callie and Foster join up with you.
Good morning.
Can I have summoned my steed?
Yes. Yeah, you can summon your serpent.
Okay, yeah. I think we come out of the shadows and you see like me and Foster, but then you also see between my legs the huge silver serpent.
Whoa. Okay.
That's one snake I'm happy to see.
This is the friendly one, right?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Did you get my message?
Yes.
All of the rats, so you know then, all of the rats are working with Grumdahl. He's some sort of like a circle of shepherd. Was that not clear?
It said a lot of things.
Did he not say that to you? I told him to say it. I give him a lot of beans for that.
He was just excited to meet me, I think. Some people lose their tongue.
I just can't read cursive is the problem.
Cursive? He was writing to you?
Yeah.
With his tail.
This is a bad thing. They're smarter than we realize. Working with Grumdahl.
So
he must have taught
so Grumdahl.
So Grumdahl's got a network of cursive writing rats. God, brilliant. We should just give up now.
Brilliant scribes.
It's okay.
Beck and call. Think of the pamphlets he could litter around Iron Deep.
God, we get word out so quickly.
Okay. Well, Callie, we got you a pretty cool suit here.
Yeah. And also this bean burrito.
Thank you so much, but I actually ate all the beans last night.
What?
Ha ha ha. You're joking, right?
I was just sort of self-soothing in an unhealthy way. But, I mean, there's still some juice in the can.
This is has to be a hilarious prank.
Even the favas? They're so big.
Yeah, I took them one by one. And I only choked on two.
Hard one silently accepts his fate. the beans
right,
are gone.
We're going in beanless.
Okay, wait, can I see the armor?
Sweet. I shake it out.
God, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking cool.
Did she say if we could keep it after?
She didn't say she wanted it back. Also, she didn't flat out reject me. I was like...
Oh, I was going to ask if you started the morning with a blowy.
Not a blowy, but honestly better. Not a rejection.
Oh, that's amazing.
Thanks. Yeah, saw the whole thing. I mean, it was pretty amazing.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. Yeah, the sparks were flying.
Thanks, man.
It's really good to know you have something you're fighting for, right? Like, which is being reunited with Celine.
She gives me purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Foster looks at you deeply sadly.
She gives me that secondhand purpose.
I should remember to say this when I get back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was perfectly eloquent this morning. I feel like I said everything I needed to, but not just really enough. I wanted to.
Oh.
We should be writing this down. Does anyone see a rat?
It's rat shitting everywhere.
Brilliant.
All right. Okay. Change into this new armor.
Oh, interesting. Callie, as you, a Winter Eladrin, put this on, I think you see steam coming off of it.
Oh, sick. There's one last thing we could do. Foster, if we could borrow your foot. Saul wants to, like, take a little paint or ink and then, like, dab Foster's foot in it and give us, like, a little, like, dunk foot emblem.
Oh, sick.
Ooh.
Yeah. You guys have this, like, cool black and red armor, and now you've got like a red painted duck foot on your chest plate.
Ooh, hell yeah. Sick. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys don your masks.
All right, let's do it. Just so everyone knows, like, I'm aware that, like, I think I'm going to be pretty off putting to people down there because I'm going to be not only in trouble with their legal system, I'm also going to be arguing for the life of the creature that's been destroying their town. So feel free to, like, turn your back on me or whatnot.
Yeah, but this could be the perfect way to wipe your record. If you capture the serpent and, like, well, they probably won't like that you set it free. But if we can, like, show that you've, like, subdued the serpent and then you send it on its way to another plane, that could earn you some big points.
Yeah. I don't like words like subdue and capture.
Right, yeah.
We're like, cooperate.
Okay, that's good.
Foster nods.
Yeah. Are you writing this down, rat?
No, don't let him listen. Okay, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay.
All right.
Foster's feathers perk up. His eyes have been glowing red the whole time, but he begins walking with purpose down the hall.
Okay, right. I follow the purposeful footfalls of my duck.
Yeah, just waddling along. And you guys hear deep rumbling in the distance. The ground becomes uneven. You guys are kind of going up and down, having to climb a bit, up and down, up and down. It seems like part of this tunnel may have collapsed, that the tunnel above it may have come down. So you guys have to climb up a bunch as the ground is very uneven here. And finally, after following Foster's lead for a bit, you get to a fork in the tunnel that leads off into two separate paths in the mines, and you see Foster just stands looking between them and then looks back at Callie.
Where? You don't know which way?
You get the sense that Foster knows how to get to the serpent. Like, if he could walk through walls, he knows the general direction, but he doesn't know what's safe, what's not. He doesn't know if there's bad stuff here, anything. So he, like, when him getting to that fork is kind of like, we can go either way. They're both equally far from the thing. I don't know what's coming up, though.
Do we see any boots like that Jaina would wear?
Go ahead and give me a perception or investigation check. Or you could do survival.
Can we all?
Everybody, yeah.
Okay.
19.
15.
Okay.
8. Motherfucker.
Okay.
Yes!
Callie and Saul, you guys see that it looks like they went to the left. The accumulated dust and debris makes it kind of easy to track people down here. So you see it looks like Jaina and the crew, looks like there were about four people, have cleared out a bunch of cobwebs and debris to the left. And to the right, this area looks less traveled. There are like thick spider webs and stuff there.
Okay,
I mean, like the reverse psychology is go down the spider path, but more logically, it's like if Jaina and her people just went this way, then any traps would have been triggered.
That's true. Yeah. We also know that they haven't found or fought the serpent yet, so this way wasn't, you know, fruitful, a direct path. But then who's to say that this other path isn't certain death?
Yeah. I'm just going to put my predilections on the table. I see the wild, unexplored path, and I just want to fucking take it. That's not strategy. That's fucking lethal curiosity on my part.
Interestingly, that's what my gut says.
Yeah, so. And I hate making left turns.
All right, then.
Sweet.
Let's be foolish.
All right. The cobwebbed way.
Yeah.
Urge Foster to the right tunnel, and he begins waddling along. You guys are having to go through big, thick webs and everything. There's lots of dust this way. You have to move rocks and everything. Nobody's traveled through here in a long time. And there's been, obviously, a lot of cave-ins and whatnot. And eventually you get to a bridge that looks like it was built by the dwarven miners down here a long time ago. There is abyss down below, just this big hole, and the bridge itself is full of rocks and debris from weeks of rocks from like the wall above collapsing in from the tremors.
So there's no easy way across this bridge. We're going to have to climb.
Correct.
Does it look like we could cross this bridge in a minute?
Yes. The bridge, I'll say, is about 50 feet long and looks like it leads to more mines. But there's like a broken off. It looks like maybe there was a lift here that would take people lower, but that part of it has snapped off. So now this is just a dwarven-made bridge that is there that is covered in rocks, and it's kind of rotting.
Okay, you've been in Irondeep for a long time. Do you trust their bridges? How's the craftsmanship on the bridges?
If it's dwarven-made and it's made of stone, it's built to last.
Okay.
Let's hope none of these rocks that fell from overhead compromised it too much, but I'll trust it.
Okay, then I'm going to bless us as we go across.
Okay. If you want, I can go across first and tie a rope so that just in case.
Oh, yeah, because you're so good at moving. Yeah.
Great. Sure, I feel like I might be the least likely to trigger some sort of a bridge fall.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay,
you are quite light.
Saul jumps up to the air and clicks his heels.
Great.
I will proceed. I'm going to go ahead. I'll use a key point to double my jump speed. And I'm just going to try and like jump 24 feet out and then land on a rock.
Okay. Go ahead and give me an acrobatics check.
15.
Saul doubles his jump, does a long jump, gets about halfway across the bridge, lands nimbly on top of one of the huge rocks, and you hear a deep creak, like a moan from the metal, as things begin to shift.
That's good. That's just the bridge settling. You want that to happen.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But nothing else happens.
Nothing happens yet.
Okay, yeah, so I'll kind of like braces and then how far? A shaky thumbs up in the air.
So you're 24 feet across. You're about halfway.
Okay. Let's say that can we say that I brought a rope with me as well?
Sure, yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, you guys have like adventurer's gear.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I hopped over. They're holding the rope. I'm kind of like letting it string out behind me so that we can like, so we can have like a final line of defense, essentially.
Great.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to use another key point and jump the rest of the way.
Okay, then we have the rope and we're good even if the bridge falls.
Hopefully.
All right.
Okay, Saul, I'll say you're going to come just 2 feet short of the very edge. Uh-huh. So give me an acrobatics check. Just don't roll a one or a two.
Dude, I always come through in the clutch. You know me. That is a 26.
Sick.
Yeah. Okay.
You see, Saul jumps the rest of the way, and the very edge of the bridge is more on like solid ground. So as he lands, you do see a bunch of dust and stuff puff up, but there is no creaking or anything from the bridge. But Hard One, after hearing that, you spent a lot of time in the mines and everything. You did not like the sound of that insane creak.
Right.
Like this thing is a few rocks away from collapsing.
It wants to go.
Yeah, can I like tie it to a stalagmite?
There you go. Great. Definitely more solid than a stalactite. Yeah, you find big like geode here. Wrap your rope around it.
Wow.
Cool. And I guess we'll just do that, you know, rope climb.
Little shimmy.
Across the shimmy.
Great. You guys do a little shimmy across.
I'm going to dispel the serpent.
Okay. Serpent goes away for now.
Bye.
Disappears into starfire. Go ahead and give me athletics or acrobatics checks with advantage as you guys climb this rope across.
Okay.
Shout out to the two crew, but a 19 with advantage.
Okay.
That's a 24.
Great.
All right.
You guys, it takes a while because 50 feet of that shimmy is tough. You guys are definitely sweating and feeling it by the end.
Yeah, that's a good core workout.
Yeah. Luckily, it's almost like you're wearing Under Armour or something because you have these like cool suits on.
Oh, whoa. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, so you get to the other side.
I thought I was working to sweat, but yeah. I'm actually feeling pretty good.
And you guys do successfully make it to the other side of this bridge and see more dark tunnel ahead of you.
Hey guys, look, I found an extra can of beans. Whoa, oh. There it goes. Sorry.
It's all right. It looked empty.
Do I see any torches that could be lit?
Yeah, you for sure see empty kind of sconces, but you will also see, you know, I'll say there's like definitely like pieces of wood that are there with like some wrapped tape around it that has not been lit in a long time.
Okay, so I'll start to use prestidigitation to light the torches so we can start seeing what's down this tunnel.
Amazing.
Great. As you walk along down this tunnel, you see that it opens up into a larger cavern. And as you guys kind of wave the torch and get this orange glow and enter this new room, you see that this tunnel lets out into a giant diagonal shaft that looks like at one point, Hard One, this would be, you know, like essentially like a lift that would take you to different areas, but it would not only go up and down, it also goes to the side.
Yeah,
so it goes to the side, it goes diagonally down through the mountain. However, the rope has been broken here, but you do see there is ground. It's like this slanted floor of dirt and debris.
Is it just the one chute or are there multiple? Just the one?
Go ahead and give me investigation or perception checks.
12.
Shout out to the two crew.
16.
Okay. Hard One. You knowing the mountain and also getting the best check here, you look at the situation and you don't recall the kind of debris on the floor, like the floor here being quite so high. And I think you deduce that some of this rumbling is essentially every time there's a tremor, there's like a mini avalanche that rushes down this thing.
Okay. Mm.
But it does seem like you do need to go down here to get deeper in. It's just something you might have to deal with and be prepared to avoid.
So we might have to outrun some of these rock slides.
Okay.
Okay.
Hard One thinks back and tries to remember the last time he felt a tremor.
You're due for one pretty soon.
I like that idea. Let's wait for a tremor to go past.
Though we are standing right at the mouth where the rocks will come.
Can we go to the side?
You guys can go to the side. You do run the risk of this entrance essentially caving in, and then you'd have to go back and find a different way into this room.
Okay.
I'll say you guys hear a rumbling in the distance. Make a choice.
I think we just dive in.
Run and run.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Everybody go ahead and roll initiative as you hear it deep in the distance, but you guys begin running down this diagonal shaft.
18.
12.
29.
Wow.
Okay. So you are all sliding down a dirt shaft just ahead of a rock avalanche. This shaft effectively separates the near mines from the far mines. So you need to cross it to get deeper in the mountain. There are a bunch of connecting tunnels on the other side where you can try to make your escape. Considering you're tumbling down in a rock slide, it is hard to see anything, so you'll be making perception checks each round with disadvantage to try to find a path out.
Okay.
Each round, it will get easier to find a path as you cover more ground, but the avalanche will do more damage as the rocks catch up with you.
Great. We're all doing the Mario 64 butt slide?
Yes, exactly. You're sliding down the mountain. Rocks are tumbling down, some ahead of others. You see that there are some like big boulders coming down and rocks and debris and old rust metal from mining equipment and everything. At the start of the round, Saul, that is your turn. The avalanche has not caught up to you yet.
I'm going to turn to Hard One and say, is this what mountains are like all the time?
This is rare.
Okay. Still don't love it. seems like Hard One knows his way around this. I'm going to give guidance to Callie, and then I'm going to be prepared to use my reaction to cast Silvery Barbs in case someone really fucks up.
Great. You are sliding down. Everybody else is kind of sliding down on their butts, going super fast. And you are on your feet, kind of turn around, already glowing, bioluminescent, kind of ready for whatever comes at you. Mm-hmm. And stuff is coming at you guys. Everybody go ahead and give me dex saving throws to avoid the first avalanche of debris.
So can we use the bless?
You can use the bless, yes.
Oh, 24.
24.
Shout out to the two crew.
Okay. 18 damage to Callie, who is knocked prone. You see Callie gets walloped by a bunch of rocks.
Can I use my silvery barbs?
You can. All right. So she'll reroll to save.
Yeah.
22.
Nice.
Yeah, you see a big boulder is heading for Callie.
Thank you, Saul.
Your tongue out and destroy it, break it with like a powerful key strike. It bursts and it does do half damage to all of you. The debris does half damage if you save, so you guys all take 9, but no one is prone.
Okay.
After that, that is Callie's turn.
Okay.
Oh, I also get to give another creature advantage now.
Okay.
So yeah, I like dart my tongue out to destroy the boulder, swallow it down, and then I just blast Starlight at Hard One.
Sweet.
Whoa.
Okay, so Hard One will have advantage now.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay, I think we should start trying to do perception, I guess.
Great. So roll with disadvantage.
Roll with disadvantage, okay. 18 on the first one, and 15 with my guidance becomes 21.
All right.
Okay.
21 is unfortunately not enough on the first round. You guys have not covered enough ground. Okay. As you guys continue sliding around, Callie, you look around in all directions. You see a tunnel ahead of you, but it is quickly filled up with rocks, and you guys need to go further down and beat this avalanche. Callie, do you have a bonus action or anything you'd like to do?
I guess I'll just load up Hard One. Take a bardic, baby.
Whoa.
Sick.
Thank you.
After Callie's turn, Callie starts sliding ahead of you, Hard One, wearing this lava-like armor. You see steam.
No, it's hot.
Hot armor.
This fucking hot
You see steam
armor.
Coming off of her.
Never seen
she's so hot.
Plate is form-fitting. How is that possible?
It is kind of form-fitting because you guys are able to sneak around in it.
Celine did get our measurements.
Yes, she did.
And she made them just the perfect amount of snug.
Yeah, Hard right? One. You're inseam, dude.
I wonder if she carved a message into this. I didn't look at the tag.
Hard One, that's
I bet
your turn.
She did.
Hard One starts removing his
head. Hard One melts
anything in the stitching.
His head is caved in by a rock. And the stupidest character of all time dies.
So I'd love to go
unceremoniously. Yeah. I guess I'm gonna go for a perception because with advantage I'm gonna roll it flat and
correct.
I have a bardic and bless, bossing. Right?
Bless only goes for saving throws.
Oh, okay. Well, I got this bardic. All right, let's see what happens. Probably not gonna do anything. It's only a 10.
Okay.
Yeah, save that bardic. Bardic.
Great. Okay, right. So you save your bardic. You are looking all around and do not see any way out yet. You guys need to basically ride further down into the mountain to find somewhere that has not been caved in.
Fair enough.
After that, that's back up to the second round. That's Saul's turn at the top of the order.
Okay, I think I want to hold my action to just be prepared to lasso myself with my tongue and intercept the path of a boulder and just, like, kick it away.
Sick. Okay, cool.
Okay.
After Saul's turn, that is the avalanche again. More rocks and debris. It gets harder to avoid on the second round. Everybody give me dex saves.
Dirty 20.
Wait. Filthy 29.
22, actually.
Great.
17.
Okay. Hard one, you barely pass. You roll out of the way of this debris right before your head is almost taken off by a giant rock.
Okay, I think I saw something in the stitching, though.
Yeah. You guys still all from just getting hit by like mists of debris and rocks and stuff, you guys do still take half. You take 11 damage.
Okay. But I take zero.
But you take zero, Saul. Callie, that is your turn.
All right, I'm just going to keep trying to look for this. Not gonna do it. That is a six.
Six does not do it. Okay. You do get a sense that you do see like more mining tunnels that have been collapsed. So you do think there are more exits coming as you continue going down, but you don't find an easy one to access yet. Yeah. After Callie's turn,
I will bonus action bardic soul.
Great.
So now you're both loaded up.
Blistered.
And I do it by being like, how fucking hot do we all look in this fucking hot armor?
Yeah.
We look so hot.
I hope there's a mirror down here.
Me too.
Callie's just constantly steaming.
Look, it's a wall of polished obsidian. We look great.
After Callie's turn, we introduce a new lair action. There are boulders falling down now.
Oh boy.
These things get a +8 to hit. One is going to come at each one of you.
Okay.
First one is a 9 to hit. Hard one misses.
Great.
Next one goes after Saul. You guys have not traded your scarves yet.
Ah,
that is 19 to hit Saul.
Misses.
Okay, this one goes after Callie with disadvantage and misses.
I totally forgot. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It looks great.
It's all good. Yeah, Callie's still got the scarf on, steaming.
And now it's inside your suit, so I really don't see you getting it back.
Awesome. After the boulders, that is Hard One's turn.
All right, I'll take a gander around. Disadvantage.
Disadvantage.
Well, you know, there's really...
Great.
I'm not a perceptive guy.
Yeah,
I'm just going to keep on...
Rocks and dust in your eyes.
I think we need a new strategy because I think Sol's going to have the best perception.
End of the second round. That is back up to the top of the order. At the third round, more rocks coming down. Saul, that's your turn.
Okay.
You guys slide further, deeper into the mines.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a bad thing.
I wouldn't say I'm proficient in perceiving things, but I'm decent at it. I'll take a gander if I can.
Okay.
Gander.
With disadvantage.
Right. It's a 7, so I'm not even going to use my bardic.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to see anything.
Okay.
Saul, you open your eyes up. You look around. They are instantly filled with dirt and dust. After Saul's turn, that is the avalanche. New dex saving throws as you guys are tumbling down.
We are blessed.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Dirty 20.
27.
Wow.
16.
Saul fails. Saul, you take 21 damage, 21 in prone. And you two guys take 10.
Okay.
After the avalanche, that is Callie's turn.
Okay. I want to just give a help action to Hard One.
That makes sense. Okay. So you kind of stand in front of Hard One, take all the steam and melt away some of the debris and dust that was gathering around him. Hard One, you can now do a clear look. After Callie's turn, that is the boulders. More boulders roll down. First one goes after Hard One. Shout out to the two crew. Misses.
Right
flies
on.
Past you. Mm-hmm. One goes after Saul. 17 to hit. Misses.
Misses.
One goes after Callie. Even with disadvantage, still hits.
Okay.
15 damage.
Okay.
After the boulders, that's Hard One's turn.
Okay. So thanks to Callie's help action, I'm going to roll flat on my perception. Fucking hell. Not worth a bardic.
That's a 5.
Damn. Still get a bunch of dirt in your eyes and stuff. Still can't see. You guys continue rolling down for the 4th round in a row. That is back up to... Actually, no. New obstacle, unfortunately. Now you guys are falling so fast that you run the risk of like falling dozens of feet at a time.
Oh, shit.
So there's like ground is collapsing below you guys. You guys are flying down.
We're skipping Everybody, stones now.
Give me athletics or acrobatics checks.
Check.
Oh.
24.
19 for hard one.
Okay.
Oh, are we still blessed? Yeah, we fucking are. Cool. Yeah. I just killed that concentration.
That is an 11 for Saul. Okay. I think I might use my bardic knowledge. That's a 19.
Okay. All of you guys pass. You don't take any damage from this. You guys are essentially able to hop down to higher rocks that are popping up, essentially skipping stones so that you're not falling dozens of feet at a time. That is back up to the start of the next round. Saul, that is your turn.
Saul screams, I miss hiking! and I'll go ahead and do a perception check. With Great. Disadvantage?
With disadvantage.
Right. 15.
That's not going to do it. If you had your bardic, you would have made it. After Saul's turn, Saul, you still can't see it. You see what you think looks like it's going to be a tunnel, and then you see a bunch of rocks just ride right over it and cover it up.
Yeah. Saul lifts his third eyelids, and then his second eyelids instantly get filled with dust. He lifts those, and then just a rock hits him.
Yes. After Saul, that is the avalanche. Dex saving throws from everybody.
16.
I'll use Indomitable to try to not take this, and I won't. 22.
It's a flat 10.
23 damage to Callie and Saul. Hard one, you take half, you take 11.
How is everybody doing?
And you guys both are knocked prone, Callie and Saul. Hard one, this situation is looking bad.
I have
you
been
guys are
killing my concentration
rolling around
checks,
in the dirt.
Though. I'll take that.
After the avalanche, that's Callie's
okay.
turn.
Okay, I'm just going to... Do you have a bardic still?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Then I'm just going to do help action for
Great.
Hard
okay.
one.
After Callie, that is the boulders. One goes after hard one. Misses. I'm rolling really bad on this dice. Does manage to hit Saul, though.
Oh.
Saul, you take 17 damage.
I miss my scarf.
Okay. Next one with disadvantage against Callie. Misses. Big boulder.
Thank God.
Just rocks down the mountain and flies off. After the boulders, that's hard one's turn.
Okay. I wipe the dust off of my goggles and... I got a 10. And
what do you add to perception?
1.
Okay, so you're at 11?
Yes.
Okay, Bartek is
okay, D-A. I will reveal it for you guys. Since you guys have gone 4 rounds, the perception check is down to 16. If you get a 5 or higher, you'll find a way out. If not, you have to endure another round until someone finds an out.
Okay.
I'm in a bad way.
Oh, God.
You guys might have to heal and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I'll go for it.
Great.
2.
Okay.
Can I use a luck point on my...
on your actual roll, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Kill me. That's an 8
not
on my action.
Good.
All right,
okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I'll action surge.
There we go.
Oh, okay. Oh. New perception check. Okay. God. So hard okay, one, you okay. have to roll... You've already used your bardic. You have to get a 15 or higher.
Yeah, 15 or higher.
God damn it.
No!
12.
Brutal.
Amazing. All right. All of my shit.
Even after squinting?
New deck saving throws.
Okay.
We are still, for some fucking reason, still blessed.
Am I prone?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You guys are prone.
That is, I fail.
I also fail, but now I'm happy because at least I know for a fact that this dice is dog shit.
14 fails.
Okay. Everyone fails. You guys...
I'm already prone.
You guys, yeah, just slide off a little cliff. Fall a few dozen feet. You guys all take 9 damage.
Wait, falling damage?
9 falling damage, yeah.
9 falling damage.
I could hit us up with Featherfall.
You hit it up with Featherfall.
I'm going to go ahead to try and keep my fucking bless going from this.
Great, okay. You hit Featherfall. Nobody take that 9 damage.
Oh, nice.
After that, new thing is added. There are bigger boulders that are easier to avoid but do more damage. So these guys have a +4 to hit.
Right.
You see giant rocks rolling down. First one comes to hard one. Only has a +4 to hit, but if it hits, it's not good.
It's getting worse.
22 to hit. I rolled an 18.
That will hit. Okay. Yes.
27 damage, hard one.
Okay.
Whoa.
Next one goes after Saul. Nat 1. That misses. Next one goes after Callie with disadvantage. Misses.
Actually huge that I have
more
this fucking displacement.
Huge boulders fly by you guys. top of the round, that's back to Saul.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to wipe the screen on my mask and just try and desperately find anywhere we can hide.
DC 14 perception check.
My
That's just a fucking
God.
Seven.
Okay.
It's a seven, Murph.
All right.
Is that what you wanted?
Look around. Don't see anything.
Wait, Emily, how perceptive are you?
I've plus four, I think.
If you hold your turn, hold. I can help
okay.
you.
Okay. Cool. Let's do that then.
Great. Okay. So after Saul, more avalanche. Everybody give me dex saving throws.
Okay. Magically Bless is still up. It feels like a fucking joke that it is.
Whew, 18. Needed that bless.
Do I have disadvantage on dex save if I'm prone?
Yeah, you got up from prone.
Oh,
you
right, just yeah, that's my turn, yeah.
Okay. I don't even need disadvantage that I fail.
Okay. Hard one, the DC has gone up.
Oh.
So you fail.
Great.
Dexterity save, that's 13 plus 3. 16?
16 fails.
Okay, cool.
25 damage to everybody.
I'm down.
No!
You guys got to be taking potions and stuff. You guys see Callie passes out and is covered in rocks and... Okay. Is going to disappear at the end of this turn.
Okay. That's bad.
After the avalanche, that's Callie's turn. Give me a death saving throw.
Okay.
Yeah, you see Callie's unconscious body just banging into the rocks down here.
16, baby!
Oh, 16 is a pass.
Nice.
Boulders come down.
Hate that.
First one misses, hard one. Mrs. Saul.
Great.
Would have advantage on Callie, but instead rolls flat, yes. Misses. Boulder keeps going.
Okay.
Hard one, that is your turn.
Keep that scar.
Perception no. check is down to DC 14, but you guys still have disadvantage.
Okay, and I also need to give Callie a potion.
Yeah, you gotta grab Callie.
But I think you can do that as a bonus.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. That's a dirty 20 on my perception check.
Wow.
You just in time.
The fucking fear of God in you.
Don't worry, Callie. I found it. Callie? All right. Callie?
You're not completely out of the woods yet. Go ahead and roll me a D100.
Okay. And do I want it to be low or high?
You want it to be low.
Okay. 40.
40. Okay. 40 feet away, you see a tunnel. Callie is passed out. I'll say she's like 5 feet closer to it than you are.
All right.
In the correct direction. Saul's still out here.
So as a bonus action, yeah. Can I place a little healing potion on a boulder headed towards Callie? And
a plate-shaped boulder?
Angle you it to see tip in her mouth.
Foster grabs the potion from you. And with his bill...
Good team effort there, Foster.
Wait, Foster. Put it on a boulder. Crash it. Do a healing crash into me. It'd be so funny.
Flapping around.
Crash into me, Dave Matthews style.
And hard one. What would you like to do with the rest of your turn?
Can I make my way towards the like the mouth of this opening?
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to like grab Callie?
Yeah, I would like to grab Callie.
Great. You scoop Callie and you begin running. We'll say it's difficult terrain, but you guys are basically like falling, so you're moving at like normal speed.
Mm-hmm.
So you grab onto Callie, you keep running. You can go 30 feet.
Yes.
Great. You're 10 feet away from the exit, and now you're kind of battling to stay in place, so you're not, like, falling down or anything. Go ahead and give me a strength saving throw to not fall deeper down.
Mm. Shout out to the two crew, so I'll have to use a luck point.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that is a 19.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
You plant your feet in and you feel yourself being like kind of half buried here, like quarter buried. It's like up to your shins as you fight against this debris, trying to get to the tunnel, holding Callie. You don't take any falling damage, but another big boulder is going to come at you guys.
Of course.
Plus four to hit is not going to do it. Okay. It only gets an 11. Yeah. Rolls past you. Top of the round. Saul, that is your turn.
All right. I see hard one having like made purchase at this little like tunnel exit.
Yep.
Great. I'm going to stick my tongue out and just hit right on his chest.
Sick.
Ow.
Yeah. You grab on a hard one, send yourself flying towards the exit, and Saul, you have enough movement to get all the way out into this tunnel, like, kind of safely.
Okay, yeah. I'll kind of scout ahead.
Great. Saul safely gets into cover here. After Saul's turn, that is the avalanche's turn. New dex save throws from Callie and Hard One.
Kill me.
14.
Okay.
7.
Would you consider the fact that I'm being carried by Hard One to be like he's my mount?
I did. It's a piggyback. I don't know if I specified that earlier.
So you want to kind of angle Hard One to take some of the hit for him?
No. He would
because he failed his dex save, right. it, my mount, cool. I can have
I'm
my
gonna
mount.
Say, I'm going to say Ardwin is not a mount.
Hey, what did I ever do to you?
I think it would have had to have been established if you're like, I'm riding Ardwin like he's a mount.
He's a mountain crow, man.
Yeah.
You guys,
I've hated horses for too long.
You guys take 21 damage.
I'm ooh. Back the fuck down.
Okay. Ooh, are you still okay?
I have 2 hit points. Whoa.
Okay. All right, it is Callie's turn. Callie, give me a death saving throw.
Nat 20, no. 10. What's that? That's a 10 success
is a pass. Yeah. Callie's still breathing. She's
yay.
Okay.
Yay, we're winning.
That's boulders. I'll say the boulder's not going to go for Callie because she's in your arm. So we'll just try to hit you, Ardwin. But if it hits you, you're going to be knocked out. Saul's going to have to drag your bodies
oh
to the exit.
Oh, my God.
Misses. Boulder misses. And Ardwin, that's your turn.
I guess Ardwin falls over into the mouth yeah. of safety.
Ardwin, you dive into the side tunnel as just a rush of rocks and boulder and debris rushes past you guys and collapses the tunnel behind you.
What happened? I thought you were right behind me.
I need to take a nap, Saul.
Yeah. Ardwin is covered in blood and all beat up, and Callie is currently passed out.
All right, potions all around?
Yeah, potions. I think I need to go. Just... I need to go night-night. But let's give Callie a potion. Let's give Callie a couple great. Potions.
Yeah, you guys give Callie a potion.
We set up a potion IV for Callie.
Callie wakes up, and Ardwin, you look around and see that you guys are in another dark tunnel. The dust has settled. The entrance has collapsed behind you, and you are now deeper into this maze. And you know these mining tunnels, and you know Jaina knows these mining tunnels, but you have no fucking clue where you guys are right now. And it becomes clear pretty quick how it was possible for Jaina to get lost in here.
It's times like this I remember why I moved to the crick.
You don't want to live in a death trap mountain.
It's not my favorite.
It's trying to swallow you up.
I like the sun, frankly.
I could go for a medium rest.
It's quite dry down here. Yeah.
Great.
Our duck airstream isn't exactly going to fit in this thing.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so you guys patch up your wounds as you begin to hear another deep rumbling in the distance, and Foster begins once again, eyes glowing red and plodding along into the unknown. And that's where we'll end our session.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting the avalanche to completely kick your guys' asses.
You always
hard.
Kick our ass with rocks,
rocks
dude.
Yeah, fuck man. You guys up.
Rocks. Rocks, they beat scissors, but they beat paper and they beat us too. Yeah. They beat everything.
Hey, the real magic is that I just kept concentration on that bless the entire
that
time.
That is true.
Although it would have been nicer if I just rolled well on the perception instead of my concentration to
but
give us
cool
a freaking
you were rolling
measly
well.
D4.
You rolled well on something, which is more than I think we can say for anyone else.
Yeah.
Just looking down at this D4, wow, this is so nice, as you're just bleeding to death.
Good God. All right, guys, you can hear us talk more about the episode over on our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD, don't sing yet.
We
don't
are,
do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
The youth of the nation.
Stop.
We are.
Please stop. Caldwell, do you have anything you'd like, sorry, why did I say Caldwell? I guess he's looking at his phone
weird.
And he looks like he's got something to plug. He's pulling up.
He's just calling an Uber, dude.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you kind of killed the mood.
What
Mark?
Do you got for us, Caldwell?
I'm actually just posting on Reddit about our DM fucked us with some boulders.
Yeah. Post on D&D Core.
Is he allowed to use boulders like this?
Seems mean. Is my DM mean? I just wanted to plug. My friend Nisi has a cool little store where they post like pictures of their art and like pins and even some sunny scrunchies that they make. If you go to Bernice, SIOSON.com, you can find their stuff. Just want to give them a plug.
Nice.
Yeah.
And with that, I think that's it for this week. Thank you all so much for listening. You can follow us all on social media that we may or may not use at THMercyMe, at Caldy's Caldwell, at AxfordEmily, and at JoeCoaches Jake.
The youth of the nation.
And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADPOD.
The youth of the nation.
We are. The youth of the nation.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
It's the end of the show, everyone, and you know what that means. It's time to shout out our benevolent council of elders, starting with Brad D., Jeffrey S., Hugh C., Later McSkater, Matt M., Cutter W., Feared Owl, Daniel G., Dungeon Mama, okay, maybe a little bit sexual, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beardman Dan, Danny P., Vincent W., Victor T., Balnor's Boy, Hoid's Friend, Justin I., Ragnar Fairwind, TJ M., Trele the Crayfay, Christopher B., Daniel R., Jordan L., Cyborg Version of Josh the Kobold, Murph Refusing to Objectify the Orange Fairy in the Top Hat, Princess Yar, Michael L., Jack L., Sam L., Nicholas C., star of every film ever made in Bohemia, now starring as a tin of beans in Hard One's reality show, Airship Interiors, Samuel B., Mike H., Alkus Meltzer Plus, Great Value Gemma, Adam G., Tyler F., Panama James, Andrew the Druid, Haradrian, Rex Daniel the White, Diana De Los Lopez, CC Lulu, Timmy R., Lucas B., Reiko, It's Kevin! Calder will come cold again, winter is coming! Hashtag CCC forever, shout out to my fairy followers! Taylor B., the Vengeful One-Winged Angel, Cass, Skateboard Cass, Captain of the Stephen, Stephen Cole, Mike K., Lady Taco, Joy T., Jake L., Nick Wolf, Swashbuckling Swag Snagger, Foster the Boneless Duck, handing Emily Axford a Nobel Peace Prize in Magical Physics, William W., Big Bad Beard of the Mad, Eric McD., Riot Ryan, Hungry Dave's Frisbee Golf Bud, Ananorama, Percival Frederick Stein von Musel Klausowski de Rollo III, Item the Simple Dimples, J. Dragonborn, Vincent, I wish Medusa would stop objectifying people, Daniels, This Andrean, Ben A., Feldonis, Dave H., Catherine S., David K., Christian S., Dustin S., Connor F., Hawkeye Pierce, Bookvar's assistant, Izzy F. DPC is awesome. Shone, the Shade Tree Mechanic of Serbaldar. Summer Rose, Grand Terre. Marky Mark, the Marvelous Mining Engineer. Cat C. Kelsley. Misa of Hausen Zunza. Ariel, the Occasional Mermaid. Selena and Velaciraptor. Be perky always! Pat L., Savexel, Lauren H., Talia, Ryan S., The Bone Duster, Robot Crisp, Ball Business, Illustrator, I want to see that new serpent. Ploops! Carly A., Addy K., Connor Savage, Christopher J. Pebblepot, to my due riders of my first, never mind, we died, I'm a turtle now. Salil! Jack M., Leviathan, BioQuirt 7, Sullivan H., Sydney T., Jack Huber, Grabster Champion of Crowd Scuttling Sideways Toward Tomorrow, Icarium, Lifestealer Slayer of 10,000 Wanderer Through Time. Ooh, I think that's a new one. Lindsay W., Juicy Kiwi, Valen, Carlin C., Emily S., Noah, the Bagel of All Things, James G., Everything Bago, the Eladrin who just wants to hang out with his pet badger Stripey, Dandy, Eric B., Marcos P., Learns the Balanced Druid, Dakota James P., Frida M., Pagos, betrothed, self-proclaimed Fae Prince, Tracy P., the Crick Elf Librarian, Andy E., Holly Hyena, Kristen Z., Leah C., Hunter H., who is super excited for the Midwest live shows this year and will be at all four shows. Yes, Hunter. Maybe Pixel Stars, Akash the Car, Cal, just Cal, Commodore Galaxy, Edison N., Russell H., a monk named Dilgo, our friend Simon in Dreamland, celebrating Meg's promotion and thanking us both for the Revivify. Keychains, Pentium 2 processor, Lorelei the succubus, and Kyra her busty queen. Turt Cobain, the turtle barbarian. That's a new one too, I like it. Your friendly neighborhood yaunt and yunkle, Andrew and Sid. John Adams, yes, like the president. Meg, the mail carrier of Bohemia, who has just gotten promoted due to her superb service to Simon. Congrats, Meg. James F., M4L, Austin S., Wayfarer has now settled into their new life in the Fey Realm as a florist. What could go wrong? Barbo, Good Barrel, Barbarian, and Brewer Emeritus of Waterdeep. Marybeth C., Malora Devotee, Garrett G., One Big Curd, Mr. D., Dana the Daisy, Sean J., Ethan B., Renee the Monster Captain, Gabrielle W., Rinker Bell, Hope's Dagger, the only dagger of hope, Kurt Nasty, Olivia, the enchanting bard who is working hard on her audition for the lead singer of the Mountain Crows, Winter Slade, hashtag trans rights, Forrest H, aka Life is like a box of Martha Togold's sticky buns, Riley S, Fico, Angry Wheat, ya boy Anthony, who moved positions and can't listen to podcasts at work anymore, Josh H, Mango Empanadas, Clementine T, Caleb L. This message has been brought to you by fairies in support of hashtag CCC, Alex R, Bunker Master, and Player Disaster, Cantrip Dumbledore, the bear onesie wearing barbarian, MJ, the BFG drinking tea by the sea, Dogs of Babel, Calvius Silverfang, Gino T, Mama Bell, the Silver Serpent herself, Fainir, Dr. Tolkus, Bow Chicka, Wow Wow, Derek Davidson, Tristan G, Leon K, legendary hero of Bohemia from a future campaign, Jazzman and Fam, Papa's elite team of lawyers currently representing Emily in the case of Yabba Dabba Doo. No, sir, Yabba Dabba Don't. Alex K, Joshua P, Joshua S, Martin Tran, Alexander, Linz W, Emma S, Red the Red Forged War Forged, Hammy Beverly's distant cousin, Dragon Knight 86, the Godly King, Hard One's Hot Hump Gunk. Oh, that's a new one. Shelby, who accidentally traveled back to 2018 and is following the tales of the two crew to the present for the first time. Welcome. Evan S., Jake S., Pratton S., Jackson R., T3RHX, Snails, the subtle, sneaky snail. Oh, wait, no, it's Snailless, the subtle, sneaky snail. The extra I was subtle and sneaky. Michelle, Andrew S., Caitlin D., BN Cax Zombie, and Blake H., Big Bev's bestie. Thank you all so much. We love you. You support what we do, and we love what we do. So thank you all. We love you. Goodbye, sweeties.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.